launching into the third hour of the program here live, Saturday edition. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a special guest with us here, totally by surprise. Actually, I heard you were coming to town tonight, but I didn't know you were going to be stopping by the studio, and you did. Brad Jardis is here. He's formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. You can go to their website at leap.cc, but you're no longer with them because you actually, when you were a police officer, advocated that police officers not enforce the laws against, I guess, the marijuana, medical marijuana, or laws not arrest medical marijuana. Marijuana users, right?
Yeah, I mean, although my beliefs are a lot more, were a lot more deep than that at that time, I chose that as my statement that I wanted to make, because if you read the New Hampshire Constitution and then you take an analysis of arresting people who are sick for using drugs, I mean, it flies in the face of everything. I mean, these people who are sick, who smoke pot, they do it because they have muscular dystrophy, AIDS, wasting syndrome, glaucoma. I mean, there's just so many things that marijuana helps. And the reason why marijuana remains illegal for sick people as well as for recreational use is all politics. It has nothing to do with science. Nothing. So it's all politics, and that is what the Constitution was supposed to prohibit, and that's the statement I made, and that's why I was kicked out of LEAP. Because
and you were a law enforcement officer for over about 10,
11 years.
10 years, right? Yeah, 11 years, up here in New Hampshire, and heroically joined LEAP while still on duty, which would be nice to see more cops do that, but they're scared to, because they know that there's a good chance that the higher-ups are going to punish them. They're going to keep them restricted to the overnight shift and not allow them to get advancements to new ranks and new pay grades and things like that.
Yeah, I mean,
unfortunately,
they should be scared because, you know, I mean, in the whole quote-unquote brotherhood that exists, if you say anything that could compromise the system, the well-being, the power, I mean, you become very,
very...
Of the police union, absolutely. You become very, very hated.
Don't break the thin blue line.
Yeah, I mean, officers committing heinous crimes have been treated a lot better than I was when I was coming out of, you know, working for the government. And, I mean, if you look at these guys in, I believe, California that killed this homeless guy, you know, their police union stepped up. They're paying for their criminal defense. And these guys just absolutely murdered somebody, you know. And my police union completely turned, did a cut and run with me, turned their back on me because I said drug prohibition is insane.
Which is, of course, that's a totally sensible thing to say. And it's the right and it's the moral and it's the practical position. Let's continue. But it does threaten the budgets of the police departments, and so therefore they're just in favor of continuing prohibition. Let's talk to Bruce listening in Virginia, in Charlottesville, to WCHV.
Hello.
Hey, Bruce.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, I was listening last week on the controversy on tobacco and people smoking and restricting the rights of smokers.
Okay.
And I'm an ex-smoker. But I mean, I became a smoker by choice. I became an ex-smoker by choice.
Indeed, same here.
Okay, and I mean, to come on out there and say you cannot smoke on private property, in your own house, you are corrupting your children or the health of your children. How much other stuff do we do that endanger our children?
Yeah, this is really the point, is if they can, you know, secondhand smoke is certainly not good for, say, somebody with emphysema or asthma or something like that. That is categorically a true statement. But the EPA has come out with these fraudulent studies in the past that have said that basically every case of lung cancer that wasn't in the lungs of a smoker was caused by secondhand smoke. And that's just a lie.
I agree with you. And, I mean, my parents smoked, and I mean, I didn't like it growing up, but I smoked for about 15 years. I haven't had a cigarette for over 12 years right now.
Good for you.
A lot
of restaurants are now totally non-smoking. And back when I was a smoker, smoke was too thick in there. I would not go in the restaurant by choice.
Yep.
And I mean, it's somewhere along the term, by choice, I think, means something. And they're trying to, eliminate my choice. If I want to go out there and stand out where I live at outside and smoke, I would be offending people. And I can't go on my balcony and smoke because I am, quote, offending people. And And to have people in public buildings around here, I mean, you can't smoke within so many feet of the edges of the public building right now.
And just to, by the way, bring our listeners up to speed, you're referring to a conversation we had last week, as you mentioned, but it was about, it was at Alameda, California, Mark, if I'm recalling correctly. In Alameda, they have decided to prohibit smoking in all public places, including balconies of apartment condo buildings.
Inside
of any building that's connected or any residence that's connected to another residence, like a duplex, for instance, or an apartment building.
You know what I think people should do?
What's that?
They should do it anyway.
And then what?
Fill the jails up.
That's just it. Most people aren't willing to not pay a fine, right? So if you do it anyway, then you're going to end up getting the fine, and then most people are going to go and pay it. So you've got to go all the way with it. You've got to do it anyway, get the fine, take it to court, force them to go to trial, refuse to pay the fine, and fill up a jail cell if you really want to go all the way to the wall with non-cooperation. But on the other hand, part and parcel of that, rather, is that you also have to have other people doing that, too. If you just do it alone, then it will have no effect, and you'll just end up in a jail cell.
Smokers in this country are turning into the new discriminated class.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And the way I look at
guns and like it was, they're doing and other things. Over the years, putting the warning labels on the cigarettes. I remember when they first came out onto the cigarette. That was back when I was a non-smoker, but that did not stop me from smoking. And now they want to put the graphic designs on them.
Right, with the black lungs and dead babies or whatever.
Designs on junk food like soft drink, candy bars, everything like that.
How about cars? I mean, let's have the picture of broken bodies hanging out in front of out of windshields on the side of every automobile, by 3 feet by 2 feet.
Better yet, you could have some mannequins at every car lot and just kind of dress up the cars at the car lot.
Cars kill a heck of a lot more people than most things.
Not to mention children as well. Lots of children die in car wrecks. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733.
You know, when I think of how smokers are becoming the new discriminated class, I just think about what would happen if all the 18 through 20-year-olds were to band together and go after the political system and make a point that they're just not going to put up with the discriminatory drinking laws anymore. You know, I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Young people are just so difficult to motivate.
You can't even get them out to go vote, let alone to do some sort of significant.
Yeah, if you could get the pot smokers to go out and vote for marijuana legalization, or at least medical marijuana, you'd have it in a minute. But I mean, so many of them just won't get out, won't do it.
I think smokers who feel that they are pressed for their personal choice to use tobacco should seriously consider moving to New Hampshire, because
yes,
this is where people should be coming who are being mistreated by the government, people who want their property rights to be respected, people who want their body rights to be respected. This is where people need to come, and we all need to stand together.
Absolutely, because if you're standing separately, then it's just going to make them easy to take you out. And we obviously talk about the Free State Project a lot on this program. It's not just because they're a sponsor, but also, Mark, you and I moved here as part of the Free State Project, so we're on board. Brad, you're a New Hampshire native?
I like to tell people that the Free State Project and Free Talk Live ruined my law enforcement career.
Yeah, that's right. I remember when we first moved up here, we had some lunch with you out in Manchester one day, and that was back when, way back, that was like for 2007 or 2006, when you were like still kind of the mindset of that you had to still enforce the bad laws and that you had to work within the system, and then you kind of embraced non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
It's like you guys whittled away, like, just chink by chink into my, into my justification of the morality of the system.
And this is what happens to people that listen to Free Talk Live consistently. Because, on Saturday nights, a lot of people are used to listening to us on the station. They listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity on, and they're not used to hearing these ideas on a consistent basis. But when these ideas of freedom and liberty and personal responsibility and peace are consistently applied, they suck you in and they'll change your life.
But you actually are the one that changes your life. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. It helps to have some good ideas, though, on which to base those changes. More coming up. You take control here. This is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket and pulled out a handful of money and began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made an announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those. You can go to sign up for our news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Or more than one of them, if you'd like. They're all free. News.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking to a guy who's talking about smokers' rights, and, you know, the fact is that here in America, the movement is towards the cracking down on people smoking in different places. That's a reality. If you smoke, you probably can't smoke in your job. You probably have to go outside to do it. You know, you probably can't smoke in your house. Even when I smoked, I didn't smoke in my house. And I can tell you, my wife was certainly not accepted now if I were to take up the habit again. But there's a product out there, it's called the e-cigarette, that allows you to imbibe nicotine and do it in a way that doesn't, there is no secondhand smoke. So, and there's no smell, it doesn't stink or anything like that. It, you know, handles the oral fixation of cigarettes. It's light smoking. You get the nicotine, but you save a lot of money. A cartomizer is equal to the amount of nicotine for a pack of cigarettes. And you can get 40 cartomizers from Vaporsmiths.com for $70. And you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70 by any stretch of the imagination. Use coupon code FTL when you buy those 40 cartomizers, and they'll give you a free starter kit. So the starter kits that can cost upwards of $75, you'll get it for free, and it's one of the best made e-cigarettes in the market today. Vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get free shipping, all with coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR if you don't have a computer. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Sometimes it's easier for you to use the telephone. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, our number here is 855-453. We're going to continue. We also have Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, in the studio with us here tonight. We're going to talk to Andy, listening in Auburn, New York, to WAUB. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys, can't resist getting in on these conversations. I think marijuana should be legalized. I think it's ridiculous that it's illegal. But, you know, I hear a lot of people getting lured into the whole absolutist anti-establishment philosophy because of this, when I really don't think that getting rid of the government, getting rid of the police, getting rid of all the government agencies is the way to legalize marijuana. I think we should just legalize it.
Well, I don't think anyone suggested. I don't think anyone suggested that getting rid of the government police is the way to legalize marijuana.
I think marijuana should be as legal as tomato plants.
I think that before we ever have a chance to look at the idea of replacing government police with some sort of market-based protection services, which that's what I would recommend doing. I think before we ever get to that point, we're likely going to have see drug decriminalization within the current structure.
You know, the point for me where I realized that, you know, a lot of people, when they respond to the messages of liberty, they think about, okay, you know, I'm a libertarian, I'm a small-L libertarian, I want a small government, cop, courts, and roads. And then it was actually Dale, co-host of this show, I was having a conversation with him one day, and he said to me, he goes, you know, cops, courts, and roads are amongst some of the most important things that society has. And, you know, government is inefficient at everything, so why would you want the most inefficient organization to be responsible for the most important things that society has?
Well, we are the watchdogs for government, whereas watchdogs for some corporation taking over.
Actually, you're exactly backwards on that. You are a watchdog over every corporation, and I'll explain to you why, Andy. The reason why you're backwards on that is that private corporations can't force you to pay for their services. You can at any time refuse to do business with them, but if you can't do that with the government. If you refuse to do business with the government, you refuse to pay the demands that they make of you, property taxes or whatever, sales tax, etc., then they come and they point guns at you, take you out of your home, put you into a cage. Walmart doesn't have the ability to do that because no one has. The reason why is because Walmart doesn't have the aura of legitimacy around it. If Walmart were to send a crew of employees to your house to point a gun at you and force you to hand over money for their operating budget, then it would be outrageous to everyone who knew that that had happened, and people would be rightfully upset, and they would, you know, if you had defended yourself against them, they would support support you in you defending yourself against that those that marauding gang of Walmart employees. But in the case of the government, when the government cops show up to your house to kick you out of your home at gunpoint because you didn't pay property taxes, and you defend yourself against them, then you're seen as a crazed madman who would dare oppose the agents of the state. So you've actually got it backwards.
Sees it that way. I think plenty of people realize that government agencies are flawed. But when was the last time you got to vote for the head of your local corporation?
I vote with my dollars.
Rival the government's power. If you don't think their power rivals or has fused with the government power,
well, that's fused. The issue. It's fused. You see, they don't have power. They have money. The government has power, and the more power the government has, the more the people with money are going to want it. Every time you talk about something bad a corporation does. It's right there with the government. If you take the government power out of the situation, a corporation is only a group of men and women providing services to people who want them. That's all a corporation is.
Isn't this why our society is fascist?
That's what a fascist society is, the fusing of corporations, large corporations and the government.
Right, so you're right, Andy, about the fusing. I mean, there's no doubt that there's fusing, but it's the power that is granted to the corporations by the government that's the problem.
No. You have that backwards. It is when the government gets rid of regulations that the corporations gain more power, and it's when the government regulates those.
You are living in a fantasy.
Those corporations have lobbyists that create those regulations themselves. It's the corporations that are creating the regulations in order to drive small business people.
Deregulation.
Look, I understand there are a lot of problems with deregulation. I get that when corporations when the government deregulates, generally they get rid of regulations that benefit big companies because the big companies have the lobbyists. But it's these regulations that drive little people out of business. So they can't set up businesses. They have to work for the man.
Just to give you a couple of recent examples.
One more point.
Sure, you can do that. But to give you a couple of recent examples, there was a major tobacco bill that was passed within the last couple of years that was written basically by Philip Morris, another one that was seriously over-regulating small mom-and-pop toy manufacturers, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Those regulations were supported by big corporations like Hasbro and Mattel. Yep. So you've got it backwards. There's the public relations about regulations, which the politicians will tell you, well, we're regulating these corporations to control them. But what's really happening is the politicians are working with the corporations
to work for those corporations and those lobbyist firms after they get out of office.
It's all a big trick. Yeah, exactly.
It's three-card Monty, and the public keeps falling for
it. They're lying to you. They're telling you they're trying to control these corporations, when in point of fact, they're working with the corporations to control the mom-and-pop businesses and the new upstarts and innovators from getting into the business. I'll tell you what. I know you had one more point. We'll bring you back for that in a moment here. More with Andy. Your thoughts as well. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. If you think the government is ever going to control the people that have a bunch of money in this country, you're crazy. They're all working together to help one another out. The corporations help the government.
That's
the hamster
wheel.
Corporation. We're coming up. You take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. By the way, you can grab a bunch of archives of Free Talk Live on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are brought to you free as well. You can download all the way back to late 2006 free over at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI handles accounts receivable for your business, be it a hospital, doctor's office, bank, or utility, whatever kind of business you have. SACL CAI can help you with accounts receivable collections. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. The owner there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live at SACL CAI.
Let's continue here. We've got Andy listening in Auburn. He had one more point, so I wanted to make sure he got a chance to get that out. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, first of all, to finish what we were just talking about real quick.
Well, you know we're not going to finish it if you come out with it, right? Like, you can either get on to your other point or you can toss
right.
down
well,
the gauntlet and we'll go back at it.
That's a smoking issue, okay? You got to realize, all right, how ridiculous this argument is that, well, people are forced to, against, you know, the idea of liberty, to breathe methane from cars and all kinds of poisonous particulate matter. And
cars produce methane?
I worked in New York City, so I know what it's like. I wipe soot off my face every day.
Uh-huh.
All right? Therefore, and your argument, and this is really your argument, it's laughable that since people have to breathe car pollution, that we should not be regulating cigarette pollution?
No, that's not at all what anyone was saying. Not at all.
I think that it's a strong argument, frankly. I mean, if you're going to not let people smoke cigarettes because they want to smoke cigarettes out in public where they pay for public space, then you shouldn't let them drive cars that make, you know, make pollution in public spaces too. I think that's a strong argument.
Andy, I have a question for you. We were talking about how the corporations and the government are sort of intertwined. The FDA, whenever they find a product that's on the market, like, say, some sort of strange garlic powder or something, and they find a product that's on the market that causes a person harm, what does the FDA do?
If they're operating correctly, they stop the distribution of that product.
Okay, but why do you think it is that they haven't stopped the distribution of tobacco, when tobacco is the most dangerous drug in the United States? It kills over 430,000 people per year, almost 25 times more than all legal and illegal drugs combined. So why is it that the FDA, that bans these innocuous substances from the market, these little mom-and-pop places that make these little herbal remedies, why is it that the FDA bans those but allows these big companies to sell cigarettes?
It is absurd. I don't think cigarettes are listed under their jurisdiction. I don't think they're considered...
Actually, they are now.
They are. They specifically are. And
that was one of the rule changes that happened recently because of Philip Morris.
Yes. So now
it's just sociology. They realize this won't work. We're going to have to come at it from another angle.
You know, the FDA is going after the e-cigarette.
Just like
the e-cigarette.
Hot.
Look, the FDA is going after the e-cigarette, where they won't go after regular cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, it's an absurd kind.
Why do you think that is?
Who knows? Maybe something.
Because men with money will buy men with power every single time.
Because the corporations are very, very well invested in politicians, and they're not invested, and the politicians aren't invested in the vapor division or the e-cigarette business. I thank you, Andy, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And, by the way, the point about the cars wasn't to be taken seriously. Mark, you're not advocating that cars be banned because they spew stuff out the back.
But
it was just a point that you were making to juxtapose against the ban of, the idea of banning smoking, and how absurd it is that somebody could be outside and say, that is offensive smell. Well, I don't like to smell
people
those
fumes. Will claim that, they don't. They claim that it's a health hazard. They claim that one whiff of secondhand smoke could very well kill me where I stand. And that's what the claim is. Yeah. And that is patently absurd. And if one's going to make that claim, the fact is carbon monoxide is a far bigger killer. It's far more dangerous than the fumes that you get from tobacco smoke.
Our only point about
you can suck on a tailpipe of a car and be dead inside of a couple of minutes. You suck on a cigarette, it's going to take you 40 years.
The solution to this seems so simple. Private property. People decide on their own property.
That's all our solution is.
That's exactly.
It's very simple. It doesn't have to be convoluted with all these agencies.
Each business owner, whether it be a bar owner or apartment building owner or whomever, each person, each property owner sets their own policy based on what their customers want. And if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else.
Business owners own the sidewalk out in front of their business.
They
decide what happens outside on the sidewalk.
Ideally, they should. Let's talk to David. It's not that way, though, in many places.
No,
but
they should.
They should.
Right.
Let's talk to David, listening in Washington to KBAI in Bellingham. Hey, David.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
On the subject of marijuana, my own experience may be interesting. I was in the Army, and I was 19 years old, and I went to Vietnam, had never heard of marijuana, had never even smoked a cigarette, and I've been in Vietnam about 6 weeks, and I overheard a buddy talking about an individual who had received an Article 15 because he got caught with marijuana in his duffel bag. I thought, well, that's interesting. I've never heard of it. What is marijuana? You know, I asked somebody, oh, you can get that stuff out in the Ville, you know. So I said, let's go out in the Ville and check it out. You know, we went out in the Ville and
what is the Ville?
Bought a few joints. Pardon?
What is the Ville?
The Village.
Okay, Village.
Yeah, and I never smoked it, and I tried it. Yeah, nice. You know, I think I'll, get some more of this later and try it again. And I ended up smoking marijuana for about a year, almost every day for a year. And then I reenlisted. I went to Korea. I smoked some of that green homegrown stuff they had in Korea. Then And then I went to Germany, and I smoked hashish for 4 years, almost daily.
And this whole time you're in the military?
Oh, yes.
Apparently that threat of the Article 15 didn't stop you either.
Hey, Dave.
It sparked my curiosity to the point that I became, you know, a steady user, a regular daily user during the time I was in the military.
Dave, my father was in the Air Force, and he was stationed in Wiesbaden, Germany. And he told me this story that they got an order from headquarters in D.C. that they were going to really crack down on the marijuana usage that was going on in Germany during the Vietnam War. And so these people came from the States, these Air Force intelligence agents or special agents, and he told me that they found so much marijuana and hashish in the barracks where the air police were stationed that they had to absolutely stop and just turn away because they didn't even make it to the normal troops. The police had so much marijuana, they just had to stop.
Oh, yeah, the entire police force on McCord Air Force Base, Washington, was dismissed because of marijuana.
Jeez.
Great story, David. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, well, I retired from the Army. And I went overseas, and I went to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Philippines, and Okinawa. I smoked marijuana every day.
It's a marijuana world tour, baby. Thanks, David. Appreciate
it, man. Thank you for your service.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Let's go to Andy, listening to WMTM in Moultrie, Georgia. Hello, Andy.
How y'all doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the conversation a while ago about y'all talking about the kids and drinking, and my view on that is if these youngins can go down to the recruiter's office, sign a little paper, and go overseas and fight and die for our country, they should be allowed to go to any bar they want to and sit down and order a beer.
Not only can they go to the recruiter and do that, they can be forced to do it by the selective service system. So these people can be basically sold into slavery to the government, but they can't have a beer.
Sad. Andy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Only a few moments remain here. Enough time for you and your thoughts. You may make the call now at 855-1-855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you, your thoughts, if you make the call now. It's a live Saturday edition. We're here, Thanksgiving weekend. Mark, you're going to be doing your Sunday show tomorrow?
That's right. Everything as normal.
So if you don't get in tonight, you're certainly welcome to call tomorrow night. We do this thing 7 nights a week. So you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Our phone number is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, the number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, it's the holiday season. That means you can get your shopping done. Yeah, you could go out to the stores and deal with the hassles and the fights and the pepper sprayings and the, you know, crazy parking situations, the angry clerks. You know, you deal angry customers. You want to deal with all that. That's your business. But if you'd like to stay at home or in your office and get all your shopping taken care of, you can do it in one fell swoop. Just head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links to Amazon and Newegg there. And when you link in through the Amazon links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price there. And also, if you go to the Newegg links, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of your purchase price from that store. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. You get all kinds of stuff. And they don't have everything, but they've got a whole lot. And they get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new products over at Amazon. Plus, it's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just going in through our portal, basically. So Free Talk Live gets credit for every single sale. It's the holiday season. Get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, shop.freetalklive.com, the best place to do your fell swooping. We've been hearing about the new digital currency, Bitcoin. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you sure have. But obtaining it has been tricky up to this point. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoin. So they also offer complete bullion store. You can buy gold and silver there privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about what the Bitcoin currency is, go and listen to the archive of last Saturday's show at archives.freetalklive.com. But they've got their crypto exchange, a 24-hour customer service. Just hit visit their site and click the live support link at the top. You can see crypto exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Jack is listening in Michigan. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad Jardis, and Mark.
Hey, great program. And,
thanks. What do you want to share tonight?
Well, you hit a nerve with me earlier about lobbyists and the subterfuge collusion that is so pervasive in government, the Wall Street gangster bailout of 08 is a classic example, because I essentially, although I don't have the actual voting record of Congress that approved the Wall Street bailout.
It was almost all of them.
I guess because Paulson said it wasn't about Wall Street, it was about Main Street. And so now we've watched the systematic dismantling of Main Street even greater than it was prior to that.
Yeah, my God, did politicians lie to us?
Yeah.
Can you believe this? They're elected to tell us the truth.
Yeah, I know. And so what I'm getting at here is I think all debt is contractual. And it's presumed to be a valid contract, including what happened with the Wall Street gangsters' gambling activities involving collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, derivatives. And I'm not sure I even understand or comprehend what those all are. But
I'm not sure they do.
Well, what I've heard from this guy, Webster Tarpley, whom I think you've probably heard of on Genesis, and also another guy by the name of Greg Hunter, was at USA Watchdog. So you got Tarpley.net, USAWatchdog.com. And they say, and others say, that these things are not valid debt obligations because they're intrinsically fraudulent.
What things? And, I'm sorry. What are not valid?
The credit default swaps, collateralized debt obligations, derivatives, they're intrinsically fraudulent because
who's obligated, though? I mean, who's obligated to pay for those?
Well, that's just it. The bankers are responsible, and they're saying, oh, the dumb people of Greece, they're so lazy. Isn't this preposterous? I mean, it's like a bizarre theatrical.
Well, the whole system is fraudulent. I mean, the whole monetary system is based on fraud. The money itself is evidence of debt. I mean, your Federal Reserve notes are not, it's not real money. There's nothing backing it. It's actually it's a debt note. And from what I understand, the way the system is set up, if they were to ever actually pay off the national debt, that every Federal Reserve note would go away. Because
the dollar bills, any green piece of paper.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying
because
that.
Because the coins are made by the U.S. Mint, which is actually the U.S. government. So if the U.S. government wanted to pay off the Federal Reserve, which is the lender of last resort, they could make $3 trillion coins and hand them over.
But they don't want to pay off the Federal Reserve because, as you said, they're the lender of last resort. So whenever they've got treasury bonds or whatever that they want to sell, if nobody else will buy them, then the Federal Reserve will just print up whatever money that they need to buy them. And then on top of that, there's the extra fraud. I mean, there's fraud all over the place. The dollar itself is fraudulent. But on top of that, each bank gets to loan out 9 times as much money as they actually have in deposits. And, they're not telling you that when you go bank with them.
From what I understand, the reason why this whole economic collapse happened was because the Glass-Steagall Act that was passed in the 30s was repealed. So then all of a sudden, investment banks and lending banks could sell these credit default swaps.
Yep. But investments.
Right. And the market would have corrected itself when these guys got caught and all this stuff went down, but the market couldn't correct itself because it's corrupt and because the government steps in and says, oh, we'll take care of it. Well, we'll pay for this. We'll give you money. And if you know you're never going to fail, you have no incentive to do anything correctly in the first place.
No doubt about it. Jack, any final thoughts?
Oh, guys, that was great. I've even heard, I don't know if you've ever heard this, I've actually looked at a check. And, on the line where you sign your autograph, it says, in miniature.matrix authorized signature. And I'm thinking, what I heard about the promissory note that everyone signs at the time of the so-called loan agreement, that the promissory note literally becomes the currency.
It's true, as I understand it, when you sign for a loan, for instance, you're essentially authorizing the bank to create money out of thin air based on your name, as I understand it. And then when you pay that loan back, that money disappears from the system. So that's why they want a bunch of outstanding loans. They want a bunch of people in debt because it inflates the money supply and it helps the banks out. And hey, thanks, Jack, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And I don't claim to have a total grasp on all this stuff. I don't know what happens. Yeah. Well, they make it that way to exclude folks from comprehending.
Right. I mean, what better way to rip people off than to confuse them about the money system? Money should be something of value. That's the end of the story. And the fact is that the United States currency and no currency in the world that I know of is backed up with something of value. It is not something of value. It is a piece of paper that a government says, this is money. And, that's the end of the story.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what about solutions? What about monetary solutions? I mean, it's easy to look at the problems and see, well, the Federal Reserve is a big problem. So saying end the Fed, that's obviously an easy thing to do. But what do you put in its place?
In place of the Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Ron Paul, and who's probably one of the experts in the United States on this issue, suggested as far as...
Certainly the only one in the government that has any kind of comprehension
on
this.
In his book, In the Fed, that the United States government allow competition in currency. And that would be the way that...
You mean instead of going around arresting their competition like they did with Bernard von Nothaus from Liberty Dollar?
Essentially allowing people to deal in gold and silver.
Or whatever.
Or bitcoins.
Right.
Or whatever it is that they want to do as far as currency. I've been using bitcoins recently, and I've been using gold and silver to pay people as best I can.
Yep.
I mean, these are the...
I think it'd make a nice team, actually, gold, silver, and Bitcoin.
Bitcoins are nice for the Internet.
I think bitcoins are a huge threat to the legitimacy of the federal government.
And
I've gone on the Silk Road website, and, you could buy firearms, you could buy drugs, and it's all completely untraceable. And I've thought about this, and I can't see any way that they could stop it. It's peer-to-peer,
no
centralized
they can't
server.
Stop it. And it really must piss them off, which is one of the most fun parts about Bitcoin, is it's completely untouchable. There is no central location for them to raid. We use coins.com, so we can go to learn more about Bitcoin. And, Brad, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bud. And we'll see you tomorrow. Mark will, at least. He'll be doing the Sunday show. You can talk to him then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.